Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled "Doctors Amazed by Elderly Practitioner's Quick Recovery," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Shandong Province, China.
China Fahui: Doctors Amazed by Elderly Practitioner's Quick Recovery, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Shandong Province, China. Greetings, revered master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I'm a 79-year-old practitioner of Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong. I always keep in mind the great responsibility of a Falun Dafa practitioner during the Fa rectification period. My wife and I always get up early to do the 5 sets of exercises and go out to clarify the facts about DAFA to people almost every morning. We usually have something quick for lunch, like fruit, and seize the time to study a lecture of the Fa. In the afternoons, we go to a fellow practitioner's home for group Fa study. After dinner, and sending forth righteous thoughts at 6 p.m., the two of us study Master's other teachings. Our schedule is busy, but orderly. We have followed this routine for years without slacking off, and have not missed a single time for sending forth righteous thoughts since the notice was first published on the Minghui website. Our fellow practitioners think we are diligent in our cultivation. We think so, too. Even though both my wife and I are almost 80 years old, neither of us treat ourselves like old people. We ride a motorcycle when we go out to clarify the truth. That is, until one day when we had a serious accident. 7 broken ribs. My wife and I headed out at around 7:30 a.m. on July 25th of this year. As soon as our motorcycle turned onto the main road, a car traveling in the opposite direction hit us head-on. I fell to the ground and lost consciousness. My wife told me later that she only had a scratch on her leg, and that she had told me firmly, "You are all right. Quickly say, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Ask Master to save you." However, I looked lifeless. Someone called an ambulance, which took me to a hospital. I was admitted to the intensive care unit in critical condition. I came around at about 11 a.m., but was confused about where I was. A nurse was cleaning blood from my mouth. She told me, "This is the ICU. You have serious injuries. 7 of your ribs are broken." I suddenly remembered what had happened and asked the nurse how my wife was. The nurse told me my wife was fine and had gone home to get some money for my treatment. I wanted to get up, but my arms and legs were tied down. There were many devices and tubes attached to my body. I thought, "This is not an illness. I'm a Falun Dafa practitioner. I shouldn't stay here." I begged Master in my mind, "Master, please save me." My wife put down a deposit for my medical expenses and brought a few fellow practitioners to help. They sent forth righteous thoughts outside the ICU and sincerely begged Master to help me get out of the hospital. A doctor let my wife in at around 3 p.m. He told her repeatedly how serious my condition was, and that my life would be in immediate danger if I left the hospital. She agreed to sign a waiver to have me discharged from the hospital. The doctor was upset after hearing our decision. He let the fellow practitioners in and then left. Practitioner A tried to clarify the facts about DAFA to the two young intern doctors in the room. One of them wouldn't accept a flyer, but the other did. He said some of his family members also practiced Falun Dafa. The hospital didn't provide a stretcher to carry me. The doctor in charge of the ward gave them a reclining wheelchair. My wife and two practitioners tried, but couldn't move me onto the wheelchair. Because of the terrible pain and hot weather, I was completely soaked in sweat. With the help of the male intern and two nurses, they finally moved me onto the wheelchair with great effort. Before we left, a doctor told practitioner A, "Bring him back as soon as you notice his condition worsening." Master shows mighty power. Practitioner A continued to tell the male intern about Dafa as we headed out of the hospital. A few other fellow practitioners were waiting for us with the car. The intern was happy to see so many practitioners helping me. He said he wanted to learn Falun Gong too, and left his phone number with a practitioner. Even though I wanted to get into the practitioner's car, I couldn't move an inch because of the excruciating pain. Bloody fluid was oozing out of the stitches on my face and hands. It was hard to even breathe because my broken ribs hurt my lungs. I suggested using an ambulance. However, the ambulance was for taking patients to the hospital. They wouldn't take patients home. Practitioner B said, even if the ambulance could take him to the building, it wouldn't be able to send him to the fourth floor. Practitioner A said firmly, have faith in Master. We must be able to take him up the stairs. After all of us gained the same understanding, they managed to support me to get into the fellow practitioner's car without much trouble. It wasn't too painful for me to ride in the car. When the practitioners helped me get out of the car and reach the stairs, I could barely move one leg. It took several of them tremendous work to help me climb two steps. Practitioners C and D said, it won't work this way. There are four stories to climb. It will take forever to get there. We have to have him walk by himself. Hearing these words, I suddenly realized, we have Master. This idea made me feel relief immediately, both physically and mentally. I was able to lift my leg and climb two steps at a time. As a matter of fact, I had never been able to climb two steps at a time in the past. I felt as if I was being pushed from behind. I knew it must have been Master. It didn't take me too long to climb to the fourth floor and get into my home. I was filled with gratitude to Master. Lying on my bed, I felt pain all over, and it was so hard to breathe. I couldn't move my left side at all. I sincerely begged for Master to help me get up, do the exercises, study the Fa, and send forth righteous thoughts. Master was indeed with me. Even though it was a lot of suffering, I was able to do the exercises, study the Fa, and send forth righteous thoughts every day. I held strong righteous thoughts and refused to treat myself as a seriously injured person. Master and Dafa manifested divine power through me. A half hour used to be very long when I did the second exercise in the past. However, during the days that I was recovering, a half hour of doing the second exercise seemed like a flash. Master must have pushed the time faster so that I could endure it. By the third day, the left side of my body looked completely black due to large bruises from my armpit down to my leg. The black skin was thick and hard. My left leg was terribly swollen. My toes were black, too. With strong faith in Master, I wasn't disturbed by these symptoms. I was certain that I would be fine. I heard that the doctors and nurses, who had been influenced by the Communist Party's propaganda, said negative things about Master and Dafa after I left the hospital. They said Falun Gong practitioners were foolish and wouldn't stay for medical treatment, even though someone else would pay for it. A director and an associate director happened to be inspecting the hospital and overheard these conversations. The director told them sternly, "Why do you make such fuss about it? Our society would be better if everyone behaves like Falun Gong practitioners. The associate director said, I challenge you to write a book that would be studied by people all over the world. The doctors and nurses fell silent. I recovered very quickly as I continued to study the Fa, do the exercises, and send forth righteous thoughts. I asked a master in my mind, Master, I want to validate the power of Dafa to the people in the hospital. Please help me. I soon completely recovered to my normal condition. If someone didn't know about my accident, he wouldn't be able to tell that I had been seriously injured. People convinced by the power of Falun Dafa. 7 days after my injury, I went to the hospital to have my stitches removed. The doctors and nurses recognized me as soon as they saw me. They asked me in surprise, How did you recover so quickly? I told them, It's because I have been practicing Falun Gong at home these days. Wasn't it a faster recovery than staying in the hospital? I didn't need to say much because they saw with their own eyes the supernormal power of Dafa. As a result, they happily agreed to quit the Communist Party organizations when I advised them to. Two patients happened to overhear our conversations. They saw my CT scans of broken bones and were amazed by my quick recovery. They also happily agreed to quit the party organizations that they had joined before. I went to visit the ICU. Before I got to the door, the nurse saw me. She looked stunned for a moment and then greeted me with excitement. I took the opportunity to tell her facts about Falun Dafa. She was completely convinced and touched. She said, Falun Dafa is indeed supernormal. She agreed to quit the communist organizations as soon as I asked her. A fellow practitioner who went to the hospital with me asked the nurse, Do you think he would have been able to recover so well if he had stayed at the hospital? She replied without hesitation, That would be absolutely impossible. She ran like a child to tell her colleague about what she saw, crying, The elderly man is back. He has recovered. We also went to visit the director. The practitioner told her, We are here to thank you for your compassion. As you know, my brother was unconscious and badly injured when he was sent to your hospital. You can see his current condition. It might be the first time for you to see such a recovery in a few days. As a matter of fact, it has happened to many Falun Gong practitioners. Some even recovered quickly from comminutive fractures just by practicing Falun Gong. Given my brother's bad condition 7 days ago, you would probably be very proud of your treatment if he could recover at your hospital in a month. As you see, even advanced medicine isn't comparable to the power of Dafa. Isn't it a miracle to recover within 7 days? The director kept nodding and said, That's right. The director also quit the Communist Party organizations she had joined before. A hospital employee who had said bad things about Master changed her view. She had a big smile when she sent us off. On my way home, I ran into some neighbors. They all know that I practice Falun Gong. They used to disbelieve me when I clarified the facts to them. After seeing how Falun Gong had restored my health after such a bad accident, they were fully convinced. It only took me a short conversation before 4 neighbors agreed to quit the communist organizations. Those who used to oppose Falun Gong have changed their opinions. A total of 12 people quit the communist organizations within 2 hours. I gained a better understanding from this experience about what Master had told us. Quote, Whatever you experience during your cultivation, whether good or bad, is good, for it comes about only because you are cultivating, unquote. To the Chicago Fa Conference from The Essentials of Diligent Progress, Volume 3. Soon after the stitches were removed, my scabs fell off. It's hard to tell I had been injured. Even though it's slightly painful when there is a bump during a car ride, I can function normally like before. Everyone who learns of my experience is amazed by the power of Dafa. Looking within. Compassionate Master has endured too much suffering for me so that I could survive this terrible accident. I learned that I have to cultivate myself solidly in order to play my role of validating the Fa. I realized I must have had a bad gap in my cultivation, creating a loophole that had been taken advantage of by the old forces. I had to correct myself right away. Looking within, I realized I had paid too much attention to the number of people to whom I have offered salvation. Before I knew it, I had developed an attachment to results and easily became anxious when people decided not to quit the communist organizations. I also held grievances against those who had said negative things about Dafa. When the number of people who quit the communist organizations climbed, I developed zealotry. When the number wasn't large enough, I became upset. I had forgotten the purpose of our truth clarification and stressed the number of people instead. It wasn't in line with Dafa's requirements. I sent forth righteous thoughts more intensively to correct myself. I'm determined to walk a righteous path and follow Master's teachings. When employees from the insurance company visited me to gather information, I clarified the facts about Dafa to them. They praised Dafa and decided to quit the communist organizations. I found out from the police department that the driver involved in my accident wasn't willing to admit fault. He refused to pay for my medical expenses and wouldn't talk to us. Someone told me that I should request compensation from the driver and claim a government pension for disability. However, I didn't, because I'm a Falun Dafa practitioner. Master has taught us to put others before ourselves. I know that the driver didn't do it intentionally. He must feel bad about it. For me, being able to restore my normal condition and go out again to clarify the facts about Falun Dafa is far better than any compensation. I bought a new motorcycle for 4,000 yuan since the old one was destroyed. I also paid 5,000 yuan for my 6 hours in the hospital. If I had stayed in the hospital for a couple of months, the medical expenses would have added up to a huge amount. As the director at the hospital said, our society would be better off if everyone behaved like Falun Gong practitioners. After the accident, the young intern doctor got in touch with fellow practitioners and started cultivating. What painstaking arrangements Master has made. I hope all the people who have a chance to read my experience will remember that Falun Dafa is good and that truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance is good. Their lives will be saved by Dafa when facing disasters. I would like to take this opportunity to express my deep gratitude for Master's protection. I will never let down Master's compassionate salvation. I'm determined to follow Master's instructions, to do the three things well, and return to my true home with Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.